There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yesterday, I went down to Jebel Ali to the Canaris Steel Plant, which is owned by Bharat Bhatia, a businessman. It's a $300 million steel business based here in Dubai in the UAE. Exports all over the world, including some business to the United States. I asked him what impact the tariffs might have. This is what he had to say.
The Section 232, which has been announced by Trump, initial reaction was really a little bit disturbing. And I would not argue if there is an enough capacity built in America. But today what we see, US has imported 37 million ton in 2017. If he's going to impose this tariff, definitely US will have to look for inflation and they have to import at any cost. But overall, people are panicking what I hear, and the market is also not seeing any sign of stability. Maybe there will be a little bit of jerk, but ultimately it will settle down in next 20 to 30 days time. People will get used to, and Americans will start importing whatever tariff he wants to impose.
If we look at your own business, Canaris, how important is the United States as a market for you?
For us, US is no doubt we are exporting our pipes and tubes to America, but we are not dependent on America. We have got other markets which we have been developing for last few years, and we will not be looking very aggressively in America in any case, as we are distributing our tonnages in Europe, in Australia, in Canada. So we are not really worried about these tariffs.
In terms of a percentage of your business, could you give an indication of how important the US is to you?
Well, as far as market size of US is concerned, when I talk about steel, US is not even contributing 1% of their total imports what they are doing. Now, compared to Canaris, is marginal. We are not really worried. We have enough market to play around.
The issue of tariffs or protection is something that you've spoken about in the past with relation to UAE producers and other countries exporting their steel to the UAE. Just remind us your position, which you articulated to us a couple of years ago, why you think that the UAE steel producers perhaps need some kind of protection from exports from outside the UAE.
Well, there is a lot of difference when I was with you last interview, that UAE has got an excess capacity today. If you ask me today, UAE is sitting on 6 million tons of manufacturing capacity, whereas the market size is not more than 3.5 to 4 million tons. Now, if you have 6 million ton capacity and 4 million ton is a market, and on the top couple of million ton coming from outside UAE, that's what we were looking for the production. And we are very happy with the Ministry of Economy who supported us, and we have been able to, you know, eliminate 5% exemption for other traders. So right now we are balanced. Now, if you compare this same comments with America, when they imported 37 million ton in 2017, to build 37 million ton, they need 4 to 5 years. Okay, if they want to impose 25%, 4 to 5 years, they will not have steel. And without steel, they cannot survive. They will have to import. So people will have to bear the cost of 25%. The US will have to look at to the inflation of 25% on the steel consumption, whatever they will buy from now on.
So if we take a step back and look at the UAE steel market, and then at your business, Canaris, and your expansion in recent years, explain why, given those dynamics, there isn't arguably an oversupply of steel for the domestic market in the UAE. Why did you as Canaris embark on this expansion plan?
There are different products in steel. What I was referring last time was on the rebar manufacturing. Rebar manufacturing is in the tune of around 6 million tons. What we have expanded now is pipes and tubes, for which we see the market size of at least 1.5 to 2 million tons. With our new facility which we expanded, which will add up to 2.5-3 million tons, which will be self-sufficient for UAE market. So our expansion is not on D-bar, our expansion is on pipes and tubes.
And if we look at your export markets at the moment, the places where you are exporting to, where are the growth markets for Canaris at the moment?
Right now, we are very satisfied with our exports to Europe and to Australia. That is our major chunk. And we are also doing a little bit of Africa and GCC countries. So these are our main markets if we keep US out from our regular exports.
And if we look at what the next few years hold in store for you, I know you had a big strategic push 2021, looking at Expo in 2020 and beyond that. Where do we stand with that now?
Well, honestly, Expo 2020 is keeping all of us very busy. most of the steel producer as well as steel trader are enjoying the demand what has been increased in last 1.5 year, I would say. And the way forward we see up to 2021, most of the investments what people are trying to, you know, cash out, they are able to really manage well. And most of the producers are very satisfied with the development and new announcement what we are hearing in relate to 2020 and 2021.
My final question is to ask you as a business owner and business leader here in the UAE. 2016, 2017 were probably quite challenging years for a lot of businesses here in the UAE. Perhaps 2018, with the oil prices you mentioned recovering, a slightly more encouraging outlook for 2018. What are your big expectations for 2018 as a business leader, and what are your big priorities for 2018?
Well, 2016, 2017, what you said is correct, that we were hearing that a lot of people were going through a lot of challenges. The biggest problem in UAE market, or I would say within GCC, is a longer credit period. And with credit period of 90 to 150 days, the business houses are not able to sustain because their cash flow is getting tight. Whereas if Kunaras is concerned, we never do any credit business. We only sell on LCs and cash. But on the other hand, 2018 also for many people is getting a little bit more panic situation with new introduction of VAT. But in my opinion, VAT is to be borne by the end customer. So when they are paying 5%, they should not be bothered because they're allowed to claim from the end customer. As far as we as Kunaras see the 2018 more challenging is that our existing customers will be able to enhance their working capital lines. Will they be able to absorb the tonnages what they have been absorbing for 16 and 17? Because what we hear that the banks are not going to lend money without having any base. But if they don't stop giving long credits, banks are also right. They will not keep on extending the credit. So trader has to, you know, manage their cash flow so that bank can lend them more. And if bank lends them more, we will be able to cash our product through them. So I believe that for most challenge what I see for the trader is to make their credit cycle shorter as soon as possible.
That's Bharat Bhatia. He's the founder of Kunaras Steel in Jebel Ali.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.